Right. We obviously came up short in today's game. The score was not what we wanted it to be. We would like to have one more point than they did. We didn't finish. We didn't get the plays that we needed to make at the end of the game, nor did we make some plays earlier in the ball game. Our goal's not going to change. Our goal is going to be the same next week. We're going to have to go back out and prepare for a very good Arizona team that will be coming in here next week. With that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, can you talk about their last drive and what your goals and objectives were with 44 seconds?
Yeah, 44 seconds left in the ball game. Our objectives were that we knew that they were playing for a field goal, and it was going to be a challenge situation, especially when they got around the 50-yard line. What we mean by a challenge situation is that we're going to have to play a little tighter coverage, and we needed to keep them out of field goal range, and that's something that we did not do.
Coach, Matt completed the pass to Devin, I believe, or it was Harry, a minute and 32, 55 seconds, call a timeout. What was the thinking behind that?
We wanted to get our best play for third and two to try to earn the first down. That was our thought. We were right on the edge in terms of where we wanted to be in terms of field goal. We wanted to get a first down. The look that they gave us said to throw the ball, and we did, and we didn't convert it.
Matt today seemed a little bit off.
We need all of us to be at the top of our game to win, not just our quarterback. We all need to. We did not stop the run in the second half of the ball game. We gave up, a 23 and a 20-yard run, missed tackles on two missed tackles on the touchdown run, and then we lost leverage and didn't keep the edge. We stuffed the line, and the ball bounced outside, and we did not have the proper leverage. So we got to play, we got to play better as a whole.
Is that what's frustrating, Coach? Because you saw the inconsistencies in the first half, the two turnovers you guys have, the defense was held on two field goals instead of touchdowns, and then in the fourth quarter, the two big interceptions set you guys up in position to win. The inconsistencies, that are frustrating?
It's very frustrating when you don't play consistent football. You train all week. These guys work extremely hard. The players, the coaches, we train, and we have an opportunity to play once a week. And when you don't play consistently, you're not going to get the outcome that you want. And we were inconsistent as a football team, basically on both sides of the ball. There were some very good things and some very good plays, but when you're not consistent, you're not going to make the plays when you need to. And that was the case in point today.
I understand. Obviously, if you get the first down on third and two, mm-hmm. the game changes. But is there any reluctance on your part there? You know that you're looking at a 53-yarder from a guy who's been really good to think we want to keep the clock moving here and make them call their time.
Again, you definitely ask that question. The 53-yarder was definitely outside the range that we had set prior to the game. Yes. Yes. We wanted to get a first down, and we felt like we had a play. That's why we called the timeout and came over and used it. If they would have used they would have used the timeout probably if we hadn't. So. I thought it was like the way that we played and the way that we coached. It was inconsistent. There was some pressure, but there were some times when the quarterback back there was able to throw the ball down the field some.
With Gordon back, the Browns were seeing present a variety of different problems. How do you think about the way you played against the Browns?
Well, Josh Gordon's a very good receiver. He made some plays today in the game. You can tell they're a better football team when they have Josh Gordon out there. It's a dynamic group of receivers in terms of speed. And when you add Josh Gordon, he's a good sized receiver that runs extremely well, and he does create matchup issues.
What was happening in the run game? They were giving up 140 today.
Yeah, we did not run the ball efficiently. especially there in the first half of the ball game. They had been giving up yards. They were not one of the top rushing defenses. They did load the box against us, and when that happens, we need to be able to throw the ball and be more efficient throwing the ball against a loaded box.
Thank you.